How about we play a fun little game this morning? Get your brain working, Kelly.
Okay.
Senseless survey. It's obvious trivia, right?
Sure.
All you have to do is guess whether the... Well, we're going to give you the first crack at it first, okay, Kelly?
So I do have to answer the
question. Yeah, you got to answer the question.
Dang it.
And then... and then just guess whether the people being asked will get it right or not as well, okay?
And I don't get a chance to, like, meet them either.
No.
To know, like, to judge their level of intelligence.
No, you don't get to meet them. You don't get to, like, go out and get a glass of lemonade with them. It's just wondering whether or not they might get it right. All right, you ready?
Okay, yeah.
All right, here we go. First question. Kelly, how many limbs does an octopus have?
Eight. Octopus, right?
Seems pretty simple, right?
Yeah. It's in the name.
Octo. Yes, you're right.
Octo. Yes.
All right. So I'll give you just a little, you'll be able to hear this person before they answer, okay?
Okay.
All right. So will this person get it right?
An octopus?
Okay. He sounds smart. Yes. He gets it right.
Yes. Octo means eight.
Yes.
Octopus.
Octo. Yes.
All right.
An octopus? Do they have four?
Oh my God. What? What? I was led to believe.
You were led to believe.
That he was going to know something as bait. He's an adult, right? And he somehow skated through life not understanding an octopus has eight tentacles.
Is there a cartoon or something where the octopus has less? An eight.
Like, I don't think so.
Like, could that be where he's gone wrong?
SpongeBob, maybe. Is it Squidward? Does Squidward? He have eight? I don't know.
Don't squids have 10?
I don't know.
All right, you got that wrong.
Okay.
I mean, you got it right, but you got it wrong also.
Right.
All right, okay. Here we go. Next one. Senseless survey. Who is on the quarter?
Who's on the quarter?
Yeah.
That's Abraham Lincoln. Wait, no, he's on the nickel. Wait, who's on the quarter? It's George Washington.
Well, what's your answer, Kelly?
Oh, dang it. Thomas Jefferson? Who's on the quarter? I don't have a quarter. I don't know.
You've listed three so far.
Was one of them right?
Who do you want?
Pick the one that was right.
Who is on the quarter? But
it's George Washington.
George Washington.
George Washington.
Is that your answer?
Yeah,
are you
I
sure?
Think so. Yep.
All right, you're right.
Yep.
You're right.
Okay.
You got it. You got it.
Okay.
All right.
I've looked at a quarter a million times.
I know. All right. Will this person get
no,
it?
No.
Get
they're
it?
Not getting it right. If I had that much trouble with it,
okay.
There's no way.
All right. Let's find
especially
out.
Especially Octopus Man didn't know it. So, yeah. So, no.
All right.
No.
You're saying no.
Nope.
Sense of the survey.
On the quarter?
Yeah.
I have a quarter right here. Who is that ponytail guy?
Oh
who
God.
Is that ponytail guy?
She's even looking at it and can't figure it out.
Who is that ponytail guy? Hang on, here's her answer.
Is that George Washington?
Oh, wow.
But that, you know what? She was cheating.
Wow.
She looked at it.
Listen, Kelly.
It's not even fair.
If you would have had one, you would have looked at it too.
I would have said the ponytail guy is George Washington.
Like this?
Who is that ponytail guy?
Yes.
Who is that ponytail guy?
Yes.
He looks fabulous.
Uh-huh.
All right, so you got that right and wrong at the same time.
Okay.
So far, you haven't gotten any of our listeners correct.
That is correct, yes. No.
Yeah. All right.
Misjudging them completely.
Yep. Next question, senseless survey. How many stripes does the Adidas logo have?
Three.
Three. Yeah. Three.
We have a lot of that in the house.
Yeah. Yeah. Adidas.
Yeah.
Three.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, do you think this person will get it right?
That's easy.
She sounds confident.
She does sound confident.
I'm going to say she knows. Okay. She sounds confident.
Okay.
Give me one right.
Give you one.
Right. Just one.
Okay. All right, here we go.
That's easy. Four stripes.
Dang it. Dang it.
She was so confident,
she
too.
Added one.
It was close. It was close.
That's you know what? Adidas, you should go ahead and add one because she thinks you need to.
That's the Temu version of Adidas.
Right. Oh, yeah. Probably.
All right.
Oh, dang it.
Man, so far you have struck out.
Yeah, zero for three.
Zero. All right, one last one.
Really?
Right. One last one, Kelly.
Oh, okay.
Senseless survey. Obvious trivia, remember?
Uh-huh.
Noodling is a way to catch catfish with what part of your body?
It's like your hands, right? You're fishing with your bare hands.
Bare hands.
That's noodling, right?
Yep, you're right.
Okay.
Did you just look that up?
No.
Are you lying to me?
Yes. I don't fish.
Dang it, Kelly.
Well, when you put them on the show sheet.
You're not supposed to cheat.
Listen, I didn't look up the quarter.
You probably should have.
I should have.
All right, so you're going with your hands, your bare
hands. Bare
hands.
They're not going to know it, though. All right. Wait a second. Wait. Is it a guy or girl?
Noodling.
Oh, yeah. No, she is not. She's not getting this right.
All right. Let's find
out. She's not getting it right.
Noodling.
Okay.
My grandpa used to catch catfish that way all the time.
Okay, so what is it?
Crap.
It's when you stick your bare hands in a catfish hole and grab them.
She knows way more about that than me.
You didn't get any right!
No,
you didn't get any right! Wow!
Wow, I'm impressed. Wait, see, she and her grandpa, like, we should have asked her all of the questions.
All of
she
them.
She sounded like she would have known
did.
All of them.
She knew, I mean, at least she knew noodling.
Yeah, she knew noodling.
Because of her grandpa.
Because grandpa.
My grandpa used to catch catfish that way all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Grandpa noodled. So she knew.
She knew.
She knew.
I
have never noodled.
You didn't. Zero.
I've never noodled.
0 out of 4.
That's great.
In fact, you would have gotten that one wrong, too, had you not looked it up and cheated.
Probably.
All right,
I would have said with a strainer or something.
With a strainer.
Like spaghetti.
I would have.
You drain spaghetti.
I would have accepted feet, too.
Oh, feet!
Yes, you can stick your foot in a catfish hole, and
like to see video of that.
And then when they grab onto it, you can just yank your foot out.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah. All right. There you go. That's our senseless survey here.
Wow, that was successful.
Well, it was a success for me.
It was a lot of learning.
It was a lot of
learning. A lot of levels.
Uh huh.